This is the Tiger 102.75.
Another young British female tourist claims she's had her drink spiked in a Kotau bar and was then robbed and raped on the notorious Sari Beach. The Samui Times reports that the girl, who can't be named for legal reasons, didn't report the crime at the time on Kotau, left the island and then attempted to make a police report on nearby Kopangan. Her report to UK police claims that Kopangan police prepared a report of the robbery but refused to take any details of the rape. According to the girl's story, on June the 26th, she had a drink in the Fishbowl Bar, ended up in the Leo Bar, says her drink was spiked, and then woke up with a man beside her on the beach. The girl's mother, when contacting the Fishbowl Bar, was told that on the night the CCTV cameras weren't working. Coincidentally, the same excuse following the deaths of Hannah Witheridge and David Miller back in 2014. Kotau has a litany of unexplained and mysterious deaths of young tourists followed up by bungled police investigations. You can read the full story at thetiger.com. The Phuket Marine Office has asked boats to stay ashore or be very careful when going out to sea today. The announcement says that the Meteorological Department has forecast that until today, the monsoon will cause waves up to 3 metres high in the open sea. It goes on to say, for navigation safety, boat captains have to be careful when going to sea. Small boats should not leave from port. Meanwhile, up in Phetchaburi, sandbags are being piled up along the banks of the Phetchaburi River in Phetchaburi Province's main business zone as water levels are getting dangerously high. As of last night, the Phetchaburi River had already flooded parts of the older community behind the provincial governor's official residence. Runoffs from the main Kangkrachan Dam have been flowing into the Phetchaburi River, which runs through several districts before draining into the sea. Yesterday, the river's water level was about 39% higher than the day before at the main measuring station in the business district. The Department of Land Transport is upgrading laws to boost road safety by stepping up fines and imposing lengthy jail terms for driving-related offences. So far, the proposals received quite a backlash from motorists and social media. They say the move is unfair and paves the way for authorities to take advantage of motorists. According to a report by the World Health Organization back in 2015, Thailand's roads are ranked as the second deadliest in the world. If the proposal is approved, violators could see fines for driving license-related offences multiplied to a maximum of 50,000 baht and 3 months imprisonment. The Land Transport Department says the current laws are simply too lax. The Phuket City Municipality is launching a no-smoking campaign for the weekly Lad Yai Sunday night market on Telang Road. Phuket City Mayor says we're concerned about the danger of cigarette smoking, especially secondhand smoke, that can be inhaled by other people, including children. She says that the municipality is enforcing the Tobacco Products Control Act from 2017, which states that there'll be no smoking in a public area. And police have seized more than 14 million methamphetamine pills, worth about 1.5 billion baht, that were bound for neighbouring Malaysia and beyond. Authorities say it's one of their biggest ever drug busts. Police say the orange methamphetamine pills were seized in Ayutthaya province on Saturday. And dates have been announced for the 2018 Vegetarian Festival. The 9-day festival will take place from October the 9th to the 17th. The event attracts thousands of visitors to Phuket to witness the festivities, which include fire walking, bladed ladder climbing, daily parades, body piercings, and of course hundreds of stalls fully stocked with vegetarian foods. No doubt about it, it's very unique Phuket. Hope you get to see it.